This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You'd like to work less if you could, right? I mean, even if you really like your job, it'd be nice to do it maybe not 5 days a week. And we hear about companies doing that, four-day weeks to keep people happy. But I caught a piece in Fast Company the other day about how four-day work weeks aren't for everybody. Yet. Rebecca Brooks is the CEO of Alter Agents. It's the company in the aforementioned Fast Company story. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this here for a second. You think four-day week, and my guess would be most people hearing this are going to say, oh, yeah, they work Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday. That is not what you did. What did you do and why?
We're a really high-end client service market research companies. So our clients include like Netflix and Snapchat. They're on all the time. So we needed to be on all the time. And we didn't want to just shift the hours. 10-hour days are very hard. And so we did kind of a complicated alternating day. Everybody picked their days. We had a lot of rules around, you know, not too many team members from the same team could be out. But we made it fun. We did kind of like a lottery thing at the beginning of every month, where everybody got to pick their days and put it on the calendar.
I work schedule as fun. I don't know, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. But clearly it didn't work out the way you wanted to. Before we get to that, though, one of your goals was that your clients would never know you were doing this, that it would be transparent to your clients, which I guess goes with the high-end thing.
That's right. We debated about telling our clients before we began the pilot program, and felt like actually a marker of success for us was that they wouldn't know that there was any difference in our level of service. And so if our clients had started to say like, hey, people aren't getting back to me quickly enough, or, you know, I feel like things are slipping through the cracks, then we would have known that from their end, this was not working.
Did you get a nasty phone call from Reed Hastings at Netflix saying, hey, we can't get our calls answered, or was it okay with them?
No one noticed. And when we started talking about it publicly, yeah, they were surprised.
All right. Spoiler alert here. It didn't work. You went back to regular after 10 weeks. What happened? Why did you as the boss say, you know what? Not working. Got to go back.
Yeah. Well, we're researchers at heart. So we actually did a pre-post survey and we let everybody know that this was a pilot program. We did a survey around mental health. How many hours are you working? What is your level of stress? And then after 10 weeks, we came back and did the survey again. And a lot of the numbers that we expected to go up went down. Hmm. And I think that what it came down to was that there were two types of people. And I want to clarify that neither one of them is wrong. But there were sort of boundary setters, right, who were hard-lined about taking that day.
Yep.
And there were people that would say, well, I'll take this meeting or I'll finish this up in the morning. And they were looser with that. And so it made the boundary setters feel very uncomfortable that other people weren't setting their boundaries. It made the people that were coming in and doing a little bit feel resentful. And ultimately, the idea of having the day and not really feeling like you could fully take the day or feel guilty about taking the day was more stressful than working a five-day week.
Yeah, for sure. So look, is there a situation in which you would try this again? Would you make some tweaks, or are you done and you got to be 5 days and that's just what works for this company?
No, we are absolutely committed to figuring out how to make it work. I really believe that, especially for knowledge workers, you need that extra time. And so if we can get to an overstaffed position, and by that I mean that when somebody takes vacation or is on sick leave or maternity, the rest of the staff doesn't feel stressed. They feel like they've got the resources they need to work through that. If we can get to that point, then I think it's a real possibility that we could make this four-day work week happen.
What did you, as the woman in charge, do? You're the CEO. Did you take your 32 hours, or was that not reasonable for you?
I did. I took my 32 hours, and I loved it. I think
good
it was
you.
The
good for you. Good for you. That's great.
I think I was the only person in the company that was actually quite happy with a 4-day work week. So it was hard. It was hard to admit defeat and give it up. But you know, better for everybody that we're on 5 days for now until we can figure out a better system.
Rebecca Brooks, she is the CEO of Alter Agents. That's a market research firm here in Los Angeles. Rebecca, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.